from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's Abe.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Abe.
So, you guys kind of talked about this a little bit. A lot of this is going to be about this ESPN top 100 athletes of the 2000s or since 2000. And, you know, just loosely, we had talked off air about who we thought might be number one. The guy that is number one, though, I don't recall us discussing him. It was Michael Phelps at number one ahead of Serena Williams.
I thought about that after we did it.
Yeah.
After we did it, I was like, well damn, Michael Phelps was beyond dominant.
And that's my question this day in the general kickoff here is, do we forget how great Michael Phelps was?
No,
I don't think you forget, but I just think it's different because it's the Olympics. You only think about swimming once every 4 years.
Only one, unless you're
Watching Fina on my phone all the time.
The general conversation surrounding sports doesn't tend to include swimming.
That is true.
And even every 4 years, if there's not like a dominant American, we're not talking about it. Yes. You know what I mean?
So he was a different.
Oh, he was incredible. Yeah, he was incredible, and everybody was watching it, and it was super fun. And I mean, he blew all the records away, and that one where they had to make up all that time.
Yeah. Jason Lezak.
And he's screaming and all that. That was really fun. But, like, yeah, I don't like, have a problem with that being number one. Anybody in the top 10, really, of this list, you probably could have made an argument for number one. It's also so hard when it's individual sports versus team sports. And then you've got team sports versus, like, motorsports, because there's some guys in motorsports that are on here. It's just how you slice it, really. I mean, it's just it's in the eye of the beholder. I wouldn't have had Michael Phelps.
I wouldn't have had Michael Phelps anymore.
But I don't disagree with it. You know what I mean? But I also, you know, yeah.
All right, number 3, 4, and 5 on the list, Lionel Messi, LeBron James, and Tom Brady, all champions, all MVPs, and whatever you want to call their awards, Golden Boot, Ballon d'Or, all that stuff. What made the difference between those three?
Hold on, in terms of why Messi over LeBron over
Brady.
Who was number two, please?
Just jumping
Serena.
Thank you very much.
No, I mentioned her as part of the Phelps question.
What a misogynist.
I didn't hear you say her name.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't hear you say her name.
Serena was number two.
You gotta put some damn respect
Serena
on Miss Williams.
Could have also been number one.
But what's the difference between those three? More likely Messi's more LeBron's global too. But I don't know if he's globalist. I think of those three, Brady's the least global. Of LeBron,
and
Messi.
I think that's right. Yeah. I think football is the least global game.
Yes.
American football.
Yeah. Soccer clearly is the most.
So I would say
basketball is quite global.
I'll probably go Messi, though.
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't have an answer to that question. I don't know why. Messi. Maybe because Messi is still currently winning the big stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's been a couple years for LeBron. Brady's retired. Maybe because Messi's still active. I don't know. I don't know. Why is Messi so far ahead of Cristiano Ronaldo?
That's my thought. Right?
He's like way ahead of him. Like, and there's, I mean, I think Messi's the best ever, but also I'm biased recently.
There's a couple of discussions I would maybe suggest. Ronaldo isn't necessarily viewed as making his teammates better.
Okay.
I think Messi probably does that.
And Messi got the World Cup.
And quite frankly, results with your country. Portugal's had limited success.
You know what's crazy? If they didn't win that game.
Yeah.
Even if they lost, because it went to a shootout, right? They lose that game, Messi's probably not number three, which is dumb because that has nothing to do with him and his place in history and all that kind of stuff. But it's probably true.
Sticking with tennis, you mentioned Serena Williams too. The big trio on the male side, Roger Federer is ahead of Novak Djokovic, who is then ahead of Rafael Nadal? Do you think they got the order of those three male tennis players right?
In my opinion, that's how I would rank it.
Yeah.
That's how I would.
I think Federer at his peak was the best of all those guys at their peak.
I do too. I think that.
Because Djokovic kind of came in when Federer was a bit older. He was still winning.
Well. He was still winning. But and last weekend, he had the opportunity to win 25.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, as much as a dork that a lot of us think he is, he's still one of the best and greatest tennis players of all time.
Yeah.
And obviously, I mean, I know, you know, Rafael Nadal was a bad boy, but he's always known, obviously, for the clay, but more than anything, for pushing Federer like he did. But yeah, I'll keep it in that order.
I don't know. It just feels like such a biased towards individual sports list.
Yes.
Like, Phelps is number one individual. I guess there was relays, but really it's because of his individual stuff. Serena's number two individual. Federer number six.
Yep.
Simone Biles, Tiger Woods, Usain Bolt, like Novak Djokovic, Rafael. That's like eight of the top 12. I don't know that I really buy that Rafael Nadal is a better athlete than.
I think it's easier.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's easier to quantify greatness when it's all about you and your performance. So, Simone Biles at number six. Would she have been higher if it weren't for what happened at the last Olympics? Say she had gone on to win multiple gold medals, including the all-around, maybe helps Team USA win.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe. The question, how? She's not jumping Serena. You've got Messi, LeBron, Brady, and maybe she splits one
maybe
of those
she gets
three.
Over Brady.
I think she'd be higher if they did it in a month.
Yes.
Because she's about to destroy the Olympics.
Well,
again.
And I didn't write this down. I would have had the same question about Katie Ledecky as well.
Like what is she? Would you say she's six, seven?
I think it was six. I could be wrong.
She's seven. Federer's six. She'd probably be in the top five in a month.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's about to win everything again
at
these Olympics.
Her and her husband.
I thought Usain Bolt should be number one, just my personal thoughts.
That was my pick.
So he's all the way down at nine. Why do you think he was so far down the list?
Maybe because he is he's the furthest away from competing than all those people in front of him, isn't he?
Recency bias.
Yeah, recency bias.
Is what it is.
Because Usain Bolt was just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, when you look at, we talk about individual success, I mean, being the world's fastest man is a title like no other.
If you're just talking about distilled athleticism, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Being the fastest person in 100 yards or 100 meters or whatever it is, that's it. Like, that's it. The thing. That's what we've thought about for centuries, going
back
to the Olympics.
Like, there's always those titles where you look at it and they just, like, it was always that myth that you were just that dude. 100 meter males, the heavyweight boxing champion.
Sure, yeah, yep.
You know, those kind of awards, you were just viewed differently.
Yep.
Viewed so differently.
Oh, I agree with that. And I mean, is there any boxers? Like,
On the list?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so
Floyd's what, 25?
Mayweather, I think, was 25. Yeah. Pacquiao was further down the list. John Jones was further down the list.
He's the best fighter.
George St. Pierre was further down the list.
Very good
and
fighter.
I think those were, if I recall, those were the four fighters. You can make an argument that John Jones should be way higher.
Hell
but
yeah.
That's everyone's own preference.
Hell yeah.
Diana Taurasi, top-ranked women's basketball player. You agree with that?
I mean, I still think Candace Parker better.
Yeah.
She was fourth in terms of women's basketball.
I saw that.
I like
Maya Moore was ahead of her and Tamika Catchings.
Maya Moore is probably my number one.
That's probably where I would have gone too, Bob.
Yeah. I think Candace is number one for me. But you can't take what Diana Taurasi has done. This is a bad.
She's still doing it.
Bad somebody.
She's on the Olympic team this year.
Yeah. She's actually getting penalized for doing it now, though, because she's kind of in the way of
Caitlin
Clark.
She is in
Clark.
The damn way.
People,
she
no,
her
I'm not.
On.
But she is getting ball, viewed though. As being in the way.
I got a question. Is Asia Wilson on here?
Yes, she was on the list, but pretty far down.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's a lifespan of career accomplishments. You do this list in 5 years, 10 years.
Yeah. But no, I mean
Patrick Mahomes is further down. He could be higher up. There's a lot of young guys.
Like Randy Moss is 27. Like, you're telling me there's 26 people more athletic than Randy Moss in the last 25 years?
No. But that's what it goes by a lot of accomplishments. But that's why I was like, damn.
I just like.
You mean if Randy Moss and
Novak Djokovic
Roger Federer put up an Oklahoma drill?
If they won Super Bowl.
Right. Probably higher, I guess. And he had those years in Oakland where he just wasn't giving it his all, and maybe that's against him. I don't know. But it's like, again, it's all about the standard that you're applying to the argument and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just talking about, like, who was the biggest freak in their prime? Like.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
By the way, that's why I would have Bolt at number one.
Tiger, like...
where's Tiger at?
8 or something?
He was, 10, I think.
No,
8 or 10.
9, 10, I don't know.
Really?
Like, come on. Tiger, it was a long time ago, but like...
we ain't never seen that like that.
Nothing like it. Not at his peak. Not at his peak. Maybe his full career wasn't as good as
some
other guys.
Well, I also wonder if they did this list from 95 instead of 2000, and you count some of the real young Tiger stuff.
He only won 2 majors in the 90s, though.
Right.
I know, but that one in 97 was...
Yeah, sure. Tiger, it's iconic, no doubt.
Once Tiger found, you know...
Tiger, to me, we never say it when we have the debate... he might be the answer to the biggest what if he didn't get injured history. Yeah. We always say Griffey and other guys like that. It's Tiger.
If Tiger
had 14 majors and he was 30.
If he doesn't get hurt.
If he doesn't get hurt and he doesn't get bored with his swing, like if he just stuck with that 2001 swing, Tiger would have won 25 majors.
Easily.
But he got bored.
Yeah.
And he wanted to be a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
And a porn star. SEAL,
exactly. And a porn star.
You know. You get sidetracked sometimes, you know what I mean?
But he was still good after the porn star.
Yeah.
He was still good.
Kinda.
He was still good. He was still good enough to win more than he did.
He should have won way more after that. I think he won one major after all that.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
That's it. And it was the Masters just a couple years ago.
He didn't win another match after he got busted up by his wife.
No, I think the last major he won previous to the 19 Masters was the 08 U.S. Open broken leg, remember? And then somehow Y.E. Yang outdueled him on a Sunday at the PGA Championship in 09. And then that Thanksgiving was the, the tough holiday. And then he didn't win again for a really long time. And now he's not playing very good today either. But he's old now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.